Oh, welcome to the program, everyone. This is an earful in the Emerald City, and you are listening right now. I am Shoddy. Right across from me is Slim, not Shady, not Jesus, not Slim Shoddy. If he ever said Slim Shoddy, I would beat his ass for taking my name. No, it's just Slim. We just call him Slim because we don't want to get sued. And Slim, you got a friend to introduce to us today because we got a special guest.
We do. We do. We snagged a good one here for you guys. We got one of Seattle's local comedy scene up and rising stars. A good buddy of mine, the infamous Todd Kirkwood, is joining us on the podcast.
How's it going?
Or as
happy
I like
to up in here, you know what I'm saying? We got Shoddy, Toddy, and Slim now. We got a trio of power going on. I like it.
Yeah.
TKW, this is my guy here, the three namer, you know.
TKW, I was like, oh man, yeah.
TKW, I don't know, it just flows good. I like
you.
It.
Yeah,
I
man.
Like it,
but I started like a brand name.
Yeah,
that could be my like company logo, TKW
Incorporated. Yeah.
Oh, you got to throw the ink on there because that otherwise, what are you doing? Are you doing? That's not professional.
I was talking to a manager of mine one time, and he said that he doesn't trust people who have two first names.
Yeah, that's common. That's
have you guys
common
ever heard
thing.
This?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that a bunch of times.
Ricky
yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah, yeah, perfect example. Travis
Man,
Scott.
Man, you got Shake and Bake. No,
I don't know how I feel about that, though. I don't know.
Travis Scott?
Yeah.
Who's got that?
Well, he's a rapper.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, you kind of got the three name thing going almost. You got Todd, you got Kirk. There's two first names technically.
Kirkwood. Those, no, that's all bundled together.
That,
I wrapped
that's true.
That up. Yeah, that gets wrapped up.
bundled it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's old English. It means church in the woods.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Actually, yeah, that makes sense. I would have gone with it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, well, yeah, it might be German. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's something.
What is your heritage?
Where oh man, that's all over the map on my heritage. Like you need. I don't know if we can get like. Is your podcast like multi? Multi media, because we could send out like a presentation with this, right?
We have to work on that. We have to have the IT team look into it, but
oh, okay,
yeah.
That's big though on iTunes, PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah,
they like that Microsoft stuff on iTunes. You could send
oh my gosh,
no, but so I got on my mom's side, that's my real Irish side, so we're fourth generation Irish on that side, came through the East Coast, she's redhead and everything like that. Now, my dad's side. He left early, but he was first-generation Mexican. So he was born here in the States in California, but, like, real young they moved here and had him. Like, his parents were from Mexico. So, but then he left, so I don't know anything about anything on that side of it. But, like, the last name Kirkwood has no bearing on anything. It was my mom's previous marriage to a whole nother guy that I have no relation to at all.
Do you have any O'Neills
the name just lingers.
In your family? Yeah.
O'Neills. No, we got some Shears. Fuck, I can't think of everyone else we got, but I don't know if we have any O'Neills.
Okay, the reason I asked is because my last name's O'Neill, and I was going to say that your ancestors probably owned some of mine and probably, you know, at one point did some inappropriate things to them, and bam.
Were there a lot, like, I don't know. Were there a lot of Irish slavers? Like, I don't know if that was the thing. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
know.
No
way.
The
Irish,
the South,
the Irish were the slaves for a while. Are you kidding
me?
Yeah,
when they came here in the 18...
When,
like,
yeah,
and then they came here to America. Over. They came here to America, and they're like, oh my God, look at all these nigglets and niggers all around, running around. I'm going to grab me one of them.
Just pick one up off the street, right?
No yeah.
Way.
That's
I
how they were selling
so.
Them back then, right? They had the basket, and he was like, all right, take one of those, take one of these. Something like that.
Something like that. God, I'm so fucking racist with myself. Oh my God.
So glad you're finally admitting it a little bit. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Okay, so what do you guys think though? What's better? Would you rather be a three namer? Would you rather be Scott Van Pelt? Or would you rather be one namer? And
yeah,
just be like Cher.
So if you're three namer, that probably means you're going to kill a president, but you'll be famous or infamous. Like,
oh,
your
that's
name
true.
Will stick around. Maybe not for the right reasons, but you'll stick around, right? So I don't know. Like, there's that to consider.
You're still going with Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, Todd?
Oh, is that so? We're back in the okay. Let's get into
Are
it.
Are you still going with
we've
that?
Been watching
you buying,
some
you
stuff.
Buying that?
Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
You haven't been watching any InfoWars.
James Earl Ray,
Alex Jones,
have
Black
you,
Helicopters.
Have you watched Full Metal Jacket? Do you know what a Marine with a fucking agenda can do? Come on now, that's enthusiastic. You got to get on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you can be like Ted Bundy.
He just didn't have a name. Yeah. Why didn't they assign him a middle name? Even if he didn't have one, they should have made one up just to make it better.
To Ted Lee Bundy.
you know what I was talking about to a friend the other day. Black people have this bad reputation for being criminals, being aggressive, and just being bad people. And the three most notorious serial killers in America were all white men. Manson, Dahmer, and Bundy.
Yeah, Berg, what do you say about that?
Well, I'll tell you.
You represent the entire white race right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, when it comes to fucking craziness, we got the craziest of the crazy, okay? There's no disputing that at all. When it comes to purebred, genuine psychopaths, Ted Kaczynski, Unabomber, who was the guy in Oklahoma?
Timothy McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh. I mean, when it comes to the most rotten of the most rotten, we got a fucking monopoly, okay? We got all of them. We got the first team all-stars, okay? And the second squad and the backups, all right? When it comes to just straight up psychos, but I don't know, man. Everybody's
No, but y'all taking the good with the bad. You got the bankers, you got the Wall Street, and we got the serial killers. And you're like, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Nobody gets them all. So, yeah, no, hey, as far as fucked up things that people have done, my people, we're ahead of the curve on this, okay?
Yeah.
Just like a lot of other things in the world. But, hey, you know, I can't make up for what they did, you know?
No, I can't.
I don't have 40.
I can't support this level of racism on this because I'm just going to say people have been hurting each other for fucking ever, man. You look at anywhere in Africa. You look anywhere in China. You look anywhere. People are just like, nope. You look at Russia. Mm-hmm. That's white on white. That just died. You got all kinds of Stalin killing people. Yeah. You look at Chinese, Mao, all that stuff. Man, just humans are horrible. That's like that's your takeaway. It doesn't matter what the skin color or the race or the just we're horrible.
Yeah.
Like we're just one person. Okay, you get a little mass people. Bad. This is a bad deal.
Yeah, they come in every color. They come in every size.
Yeah,
they come in every gender. It doesn't matter. Yeah, there's going to be plenty of fucked up people out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching this clip. It was this former CIA agent. She was talking about some work she had done. And she was just saying, you know, she was talking about all these bad people that she, you know, was assigned to look into and do all this shit. And she's breaking them down, the psychology. And she made a good point. She said, nobody out there thinks that they're the villain.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody out there thinks that they're the bad guy. You know, Kim Jong-un.
Right.
He probably thinks he's doing the Lord's work for the country of his the people of his country.
Yeah, nobody would do the bad things that they thought they were the bad guy. That's
nobody
exactly,
thinks they're the
yeah.
villain. It's like no matter what you're doing, Coney or whatever the fuck that guy, he probably thinks he's a freedom fighter.
Right.
You know, he probably looks at himself as he's fighting the good fight. I mean, nobody looks at themselves as the bad guy. It just doesn't happen.
My favorite saying is that we're risen apes, not fallen angels. It's like, all right, just focus on the good things we've done. Like, because we're just animals just beating each other. Like, it's horrible. We're not like some perfect celestial being and then look at the worst things. Just try and focus on the good things that we have achieved. You know, we landed on the moon, mm-hmm. painted the Mona Lisa, did the Sistine Chapel. Focus on, like, the good aspirations that we've done. And then the rest of it's like, that's us falling back into horrible ways again.
A certain man had a dream.
That's true. I heard about that dream.
A Pacific man had a dream and has gone to shit. Ever since, you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you guys have been doing okay. You've been coming up. The cops are still on your ass a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, cops are my best friend.
That's still a little something you got to worry about.
Cops are my best friend.
But, hey, they're shooting everybody these days, though, man. You guys don't feel special as far as that goes. Todd's got a little Latino in him.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of undocumented immigrants who have
been we're getting our hate right now.
Shot
it's
down.
Right.
Actually, I heard about this case. They were looking for some guy who was a murderer or something. I think he was a black guy. I think he was a big black guy. But
he was, or he still is.
Well, he probably still is. I don't think that anything's happened to him yet. But they were searching for him. This was somewhere in California, and they thought there was a car that was similar to the one that he was supposed to be driving.
Right.
But it ended up being a Mexican lady and her daughter who were delivering papers at like 5 o'clock in the a.m. cops stormed them, just fucking, and just lit them up.
Oh,
just
no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, just, I know. That's a couple months
over,
ago.
Over 100 bullets into the car.
Yes. Because that was something. Just no, lit they were them looking up. For like a silver Avalanche, like a Honda Avalanche, mm-hmm. or like a silver Silverado, and they just got some weird report, and they just unloaded on the car before like verifying who was in it.
It was over 100 bullets, yeah. And the craziest part was?
They were fine.
They didn't die.
Yeah, I don't know how you live in a car that doesn't.
How much worse could they have fucked this up? I don't think they could have fucked it up any worse.
No, apparently on LAPD and down there they have stormtroopers like from Star Wars. They're just not hitting anything down there. They're just shooting and whatever.
Pew pew pew. You guys couldn't have fucked up any worse. Everything you did didn't work out how you wanted it to. It's just
that was actually down in my like my old stomping grounds. That was about 30 miles from where I grew up at. So it was like it was the San Bernardino police who were doing that. San Bernardino County Sheriff's, and yeah, that was a big mess. All my friends down there blew up my Facebook feed because when it was happening live, they're like, "We're looking for this guy," and he's like, "We think we." And then I think it ended up in the mountains up there in like a shootout right around like a cabin, like something from the Old West. He was holed up in a cabin in the mountains,
like Billy
and they
the
stormed
Kid.
Yeah, it was nuts. Oh, it was nuts. I don't know.
It's just and it's so fucked, man. And that shit happens to everybody though. That's the thing. It's like cops just. They want to use their fancy tools, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We want, police, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
They
want
to use all the cool shit that they got, man. I mean, you almost can't even blame them. They probably...
So, like, you know the thing about the tasers, right? Like, have you seen the stats about the tasers?
Mm-mm.
So, tasers were offered to cops, and the idea was, right, let's say you have seven incidences with a cop, 7 of 10 are dealt, like, peacefully or whatever when they arrest somebody, right? And then 3 are shootings, right? Okay, whatever that stat is, 30%. I don't know what it is, right?
Uh-huh.
The taser was supposed to eat into the 30% of shootings. So it's like, oh, well, 30% of shootings, but if you have tasers, 10% of those will be tasers and will reduce the shootings. That didn't happen. The stat for shootings is exactly the same. What it ate into was the arrest of like the nonviolent arrest.
Uh-huh.
So cops were like, no, we're just going right to the taser. So the shooting incident stayed exactly the same. But the taser incident was like this whole new middle ground of like, nope, we're electrocuting the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Throwing the cuffs on you. They back just, in the paddy wagon.
They just made a new bracket for fucking people up. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
A
yeah.
different way to do it, yeah. to go about it. God, yeah.
Have you ever seen somebody get tasered? Like by the cops?
No, not by the cops.
So about a year and a half ago, I'm outside of Jack in the Box in Redmond, where I live, and this, I don't know if he's young. He looked young. Young Chinese, chubby, fat kid. I want to say like early 20s, late teens, is butt naked, masturbating outside the Jack in the Box, right by the
God.
Movie theater.
In Redmond?
In Redmond, right. And he's walking around kind of like rubbing it and staring at people and just, I don't
Jesus.
Know what this guy was on, right? So I was like, of course I'm watching this unplay, right? Like, I took up a seat. I was, like, in the parking lot. I was going to go see a movie. I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm going to miss the movie, but I'm watching whatever's going on here. Cops come flying in. And they lit his ass up with a taser.
Oh,
and he fucking
God.
Shrugged off one taser round, gripped him and ripped him, and kept going. And they tasered him again. And finally, then he went down, and they arrested him, and... I don't know what that young man was on, but it was something strong.
Jerking off. Oh, my God,
butt naked, downtown Redmond, about 4 or 5 o'clock, sunny, and just going at it, walking around, terrorizing people, and they lit him up. It was brilliant. I was telling everyone. I was like, I got pictures of it, like long distance and stuff. I was like, oh, this is made my day.
Dude, I'm surprised that shit wasn't fucking shoot to kill, shoot on sight. Are you kidding me? In Redmond?
I don't know.
They do not tolerate that kind of insolence.
They
That's
do not.
Crazy.
They do not.
Fucking A. I thought we only had that kind of crazy around here.
That's nuts. Hey, did you hear about, speaking of tasing, did you hear about the kid that got tased by that cop for 22 seconds?
22 seconds, wow.
Yeah, so he got pulled over. Oh, and by the way, the kid was white.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no, he got pulled over, and the cop says, get out the car. And the kid rolls down the passenger seat windows like halfway, and he's like, for what? And the cop's like, get out the car. And, I mean, the cop is supposed to tell you why you're getting pulled over before anything starts, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They don't have to, but yeah, they should. Yeah.
I mean, I would think that would make sense, because I'm not going to get out the car and show you anything and have you search my car if you're not telling me why I'm getting pulled over. But anyway, he goes around, he opens the door, He opens his door. He tries pulling him out, and then he just pulls out his taser and tases the kid for 22 seconds and then drags him, because he's numb now, drags him to the curb, and then the kid ends up having brain damage for the rest of his life.
Oh, my God. Where was it? Was this local? Was it somewhere around here somewhere?
No, it wasn't around here. Mm. I forgot where it was God from, damn. But yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just
police brutality at its finest.
You got to comply. Like, I don't know, man. You know, Dave Chappelle has that shit. You know, his white friend, I'm going to race him, Dave. He's got that shit. But that's it. It's true, man. Whenever I ever get pulled over, I'm like, yeah, all right, what do you want me to do? Yes, sir. No, sir. I don't fuck around with that shit.
Well, yeah, just
you don't want to know why you're getting pulled over, though?
Yeah, but I don't mouth off to the cops.
Yeah.
I like, sir, what's going on? And I just hopeful he'll tell me.
When they're walking up to the car,
get out of the car.
When they're walking up to the car, I make sure my hands are both in view. I usually have an arm out the window because the window's already down.
Right.
And I have one behind the passenger seat.
Yeah.
So they can see. Because, yeah, I'm not trying to get accidentally shot, okay? Because here's the thing. They could shoot me. They could shoot you. They could shoot you. And maybe get away with it. Fucking get away with it. And don't give them an opportunity.
Agenda, because you got to think, like, if you roll up on anyone and you're going to pull them over, like, that's a scary situation.
No doubt.
I don't know what cops are going through day in, day out. Like, you figure, I don't know, I have no idea what the stats are, but you do 10 pullovers a day. Maybe, I'm sure it's more than that. But, like, 10 random, I'm going to just talk to a random person a day. Like, I dare you go downtown and have 10 random interactions with people and all of them go well.
Mm-hmm.
They will not. People get angry at you, up in your face. And these cops are doing this, and they're catching people at their worst. And it's like,
yeah.
It's just, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's a scary situation for everybody.
Well, everybody's constantly wants to lie to you when you're a police officer. You know, everybody's telling you a lie. They don't want to tell you the truth.
Right.
But the thing is you got to show some restraint. You know, you got to show some restraint. You got Tamir Rice in Cleveland, and the cops are busting up on the scene, this 12-year-old, and they shoot him after 5 seconds from pulling up on the scene. You know, he's immediately shot and killed. And I saw another video too. Some guy pulled over this black kid in a gas station, you know. And the guy's holding his hands up, and he's like, "Oh," he was like standing outside of his car, and he's holding his hands up. And the officer's like, "He's like, show me some ID." And the guy turns around, reaches into his car to get his ID, and the fucking cop shoots him. He literally had his hands up, and then went into the car to get his ID right after the guy asked him. And boom, he just unloaded a shot. And luckily, that guy didn't die. But it's like, fucking chill out, man. You made a request, you know?
I don't know, man.
Like, maybe we wait until you're shot at, you know? Hopefully you're a better marksman as a police officer than some random motherfucker that you're pulling over to a grocery store or a gas station, and, you know, maybe fire when fired upon, you know?
It would be one. I don't know, man. It's tough on both sides, though. When you look at it, you're like, cause, you know what I mean? Do you remember, like, in high school, like, the principal would only see the bad students?
Mm-hmm.
And so you just get jaded, right? So the cops are just day in, day out dealing with the dregs. So they're like, they need to do? They need to give them, like, sabbaticals. Like, all right, cool, you're a cop. Here, take a month off, go to Tahiti, get your head right, come back, have, like, a more positive outlook for humans.
Because
you've been dealing for 11 months with just horrible people. Take a month off, man. Cool. Just get your head straight and then come back. And
that's
then maybe
true.
You won't be so like, I'm ready to kill somebody right now if somebody mouses off. Like, I think that's what you should do with them.
Maybe each precinct gets a timeshare, you know, right? Somewhere in Hawaii or
wherever you're at, right?
Palm Springs or whatever.
We'll send the Seattle PD up to Whistler, you know, they can go skiing.
Yeah, give the guys extra 3 weeks off. They got a tough job. Listen, I'm agreeing with you, man. They have a fucking tough, you're a professional problem solver as a cop.
We give teachers 3 months off a year, and they're just dealing with asshole kids. And that's fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, their lives aren't on the line.
Police are dealing with asshole adults, and we don't give them any time off. They need at least a goddamn month off to get their head right again. And then they come back and be like, all right, I feel good, all right? I don't need to kill somebody today. Because, look, I want to kill people in my day-to-day job, and I don't have to deal with anyone. I'm working with other professionals. I'm like, if fucking Becky comes over here with that goddamn TPS report, I'm going to pop off on her. This is going on. Like, you know what I mean? I don't even have a gun at the office, but
yeah.
I don't know.
But who knows? Yeah, what if that was part of your work attire? Was bringing a
what
pistol.
What if I had a gun?
You might be a convicted fucking murderer at this point, you know?
That's right.
I mean, if you were just walking around with it on your hip all day long.
That's why the argument for, like, let's get more guns in the system is like, well, that seems like a bad idea. That seems like a bad. Because people are always like, oh, yeah, if we had more concealed weapons, that stuff wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Man, you got road rage. that stuff's going to happen a lot more.
Yeah, that's true. Road rage is a bad situation. Yeah, let's. This is one thing we wanted to touch on. So let's get into this. You know, obviously everybody knows what happened. There was a big shooting. You know, this stuff went down, and we'll get into it here for a minute. What's your take on this whole thing? Huh? How do you kind of?
Someone said about the shooting in Orlando. Well, if they had guns, maybe if they had guns, they would. And I'm just like, when the fuck did alcohol, possibly drugs, because it was at a dance club, and there were probably drugs going.
Yeah, but like that's the right time to be doing drugs.
But when has alcohol, drugs, and guns ever been a good mix?
Yeah, seriously.
When has alcohol, drugs, and guns ever been a good mix? And everyone kept on saying, well, the club wasn't a gun-free zone. Seriously? I mean, that's the first thing that popped in my mind. When the fuck did alcohol, drugs, and guns was ever a good idea? Remember Plaxico Burress? You remember him? I remember when he was up in that club.
He's the Cheddar Bob of our generation.
Oh, God.
good one. I remember when he brought the gun into the club, and I remember everyone, it doesn't matter if you were a Democrat or Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone's reaction was, why did he bring a gun to the club? And now everyone's like, well, if they have fucking guns, that they would have killed the fucking shooter.
Well, first off, let me talk about Plaxico. That was a rookie mistake he made there. He's there with four or five of his buddies. You have one of your fucking buddies bring the goddamn gun in, okay? You have more to lose than anybody. You have that one friend of yours, Gary, or whoever the fuck, and he's packing heat, okay? And you say, listen, you know, just chill, bro. And, I mean, if you get the sign from me, then, you know, and things get crazy, yeah. But just chill, man. And then he's the one that gets fucking, hopefully not shot in the foot, but, yeah, what the fuck? That was just rookie mistake all the way there. But
nah.
It's very interesting, though, the argument that both sides make on this issue, because I feel like they're both incredibly flawed, you know, and I think that's kind of representative of this issue in general and how there's not really an easy way to solve this. But, I mean, you guys talk about people say, yeah, concealed carry. What if there's concealed carry? Okay, well, let's say somebody did have a concealed carry in there. What's to say he's going to be in the right room, at the right place, at the right time to make that happen? And who's to say this guy's a fucking sharpshooter and he's going to take this guy out on the first shot?
And he's dark inside there.
Yeah, we don't need the general populace concealed weapons. Like, that's not the one I saw today. Because they're fucking everywhere. All the memes and stuff, everything going about it. The one I saw today earlier that I really liked was if a kid hits another kid with a stick on the playground, you don't give all the kids sticks. You take that stick away. Like, that's fucking fantastic.
That's true.
Because that's what you're at, man. Look, I like getting down. I like getting drunk, getting partying. Mm-hmm. I don't need a goddamn gun, dude. And I don't need anyone else having guns around me. Like, I don't even like going out, because I get my white friends take me over to Eastern Washington, and they're like, we're going to go dove hunting, or we're going to go shooting and stuff like that. And I'm just like, don't hand me a gun. I'm just here to have some Rainiers and kick it around. I do not need a gun, right? And then it's the same situation, so I don't think the concealed weapon, that's a false argument. Nobody needs that in their lives. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. And I don't know. I just take them away. But, like, just go pistols, man. Why can't everybody have a pistol? Why does anyone need, like, a long rifle? Like,
for hunting.
Do we need hunting? Like, I'm pretty good going to Albertsons. I'm pretty good. Well, like, I know we're stateside.
But
what are you contributing to at Albertsons, though?
It's been a long time.
The line? I guess, I don't know.
Factory farming, man. And that's some kind of fucked up shit, how they take care of those animals that they end up slaughtering. You know?
Yeah, it's a long time hobby. If you want to have a handgun, if you want to have a shotgun for hunting, fine. But why the fuck do you need an AK-47 or an AR-15?
Nah, that means that's nonsense. Yeah. Well, all right, here's where I'm coming with the hunting thing. Because I got a bunch of friends who live up here that are all for the hunting. Mm-hmm. I get it in one sense of, like, I'm going to test the manhood. I'm going to get up in that, and I want to commune with nature, and I want this, right? But what's weird is they got all these hunting rules and laws. Like, you can hunt from here to here. You can do it with this gun, not that gun. You can't do baiting. You can't do scenting. Mm-hmm. So it's basically you're saying, like, I know you're a smart human, but you can't use all your faculties to hunt these animals. We're going to make it fair. Why don't they step that all the way back and be like, you can hunt with bow mm-hmm. or a spear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because where's the sport in hitting somebody with like a 308, you know, like a fucking Winchester from 300 yards, hitting mm-hmm. a deer that doesn't know you're there? There's no, I don't think that's sport, is what I'm saying. That boar hunting, which is horrible and awesome, that they do in the South, where they chase them down and you stab them in the heart. That's some crazy shit. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But at least that's a little fair, like, because they're yeah. those boars will get their own back in them. I don't know.
I felt the same way for the longest time about hunting as you did. You know, everything you just said, I completely agreed with it. But lately, I've kind of changed my opinion a little bit. I mean, you're talking about deer. Yeah, some deer can't see far away. Yeah, it's not fair. It's not equal. You're right. These animals are dumb, and we're using a gun from an easy and safe vantage point to hit them. But in a lot of areas in this country, deer are a fucking nuisance, man.
Oh, I mean,
there's
right.
too many of them. There's a million of them. They're fucking getting people into car accidents, doing all kinds of shit. I mean, I think there's times when hunting is completely necessary.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
populations need to be thinned, and somebody's got to go out there and do it. You don't want to go out there with a gun and take care of one of those animals. I definitely don't want to fucking do it either, you know? But if some other guys want to and they're respectful, you know, and they do it in the right way that makes sense and they're doing it completely legal, they have all their tags and they got their licenses and everything, then, you know, what the fuck? As long as they're not...
I think you hit it right the nail on the head, right? They got to get their licenses.
Yeah.
And they got to go through all that bullshit. Like, it's a lot to get a hunter. I mean, you know, you got to do all the things. You got to take these hunting classes and
depends
stuff like
on
that.
It depends on what you're looking to hunt.
Right,
you know?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have no problem actually with hunting. Like, I eat meat. I love meat. I'd shoot a cow in the head if you said, Todd, you will not get a steak unless you shoot this cow. I would in a heartbeat, all right?
Sorry, motherfucker.
My family, we used to raise pigs. We had a couple pigs growing up. And raised them, slaughtered them, ate them. So it was me talking to a pig for a year. I'm like, you are going to be tasty someday. And then us having pork for a fucking 6 months, you know? So I have no qualms. I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, I don't know if we need to be walking through the woods shooting at shit.
Yeah, ask Dick Cheney how that goes sometimes.
Shoot your buddy in the face.
But, no, and you know, to come back to the, and like I said, it's on both sides, the argument, in my opinion, is a little flawed. I mean, you said, you know, why can't we just have pistols? And I kind of agree with that, too. I see it makes sense. But at the same time, if this guy came in with 4 9mm loaded, cocked, and ready to go, what's he gonna? He's gonna kill 15 less people. Like, is this an actual solution, or is this just a Band-Aid on a puncture wound?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say, because somebody like that, like, you even give him a knife, he was gonna take somebody out. He was gonna do something stupid.
Exactly.
So I mean, I guess you're talking volume, which is a horrible way to address human beings. But I don't know. I mean, the guy had problems, obviously.
It's just these arguments. I feel don't address the actual point, and the actual problem that needs to be solved is, how do we prevent people from wanting to go into a nightclub and shoot up as many people as they possibly can? How do we just prevent that from happening? Because these lone wolf situations will always be able to happen. Unless we live in a police state of martial law where the army's in charge, these will always be able to happen. And to be honest, even if we were in that situation, it might stir up some negative feelings from the population. And those incidents might even rise at that point.
Yeah, they pop off against that,
They'd be like, fuck this, we don't want... So, I mean...
I've seen Red Dawn. I know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's just one of those things.
You gotta fight back.
It's unfortunate.
Go werewolves.
There's 330 million people in this...
Wolverines. It was Wolverines, right? Yeah.
There's 330 million people in this country, and I hate to tell you guys, but about 500,000 of those people are fucking insane.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably higher than that.
It's probably higher than that, but at least 500,000 people are fucking lunatics. Hopefully they're not violent, but they are fucking nut jobs, all right? And unfortunately, this is just part of a free society, I think, more than anything. And it's unfortunate that we have to accept it, but...
I don't know, man. You know, like, when you look at that situation that's going on down there, that shooter in particular, that guy was just, you know, and... apparently, the reports are he was gay. He was going into the club beforehand. So whatever religion
what
had twisted his
that?
Head. You know, it's religion, man. Religion had twisted his head, made him feel bad about himself, hate stuff. It's the same thing, man. It's just self-hatred. People just need to learn to accept themselves. It's all good. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I'll show nothing but support for that the LGBT community and everything like that. I am in supporting. You know, what's not getting as much press either is that was Latino community. Like, I got friends down in Florida who have been hitting me up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you know, it is what it is. But he was just a twisted young man who wasn't comfortable with himself. Mm-hmm. A lot of self-hatred.
Yeah.
What do we got, Shoddy? What do we got? Bring it back real.
You talk about how are we able to prevent things like this from happening? You know, is a background check needed?
I think it's warranted.
You know, it takes 30 minutes to buy an AK-47 and AR-15, but all these steps to drive a car, all these steps to get an abortion, all these steps to sell beer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, regulate the shit out of it.
Yeah. But it takes you 30 minutes to buy a gun. What is the sole purpose? Gentlemen, what is the sole purpose for a gun? To heavily injure someone or possibly take someone or something's life.
Yeah.
Like, what don't conservatives understand about that?
I don't know, man. Cause
when those men back in the day when they were writing the laws of the land, I don't think they thought about when they wrote the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. I don't think they were thinking about kids being shot up in schools, or men or people getting shot up at a dance club. Do you think that they were thinking about that?
No, not even a little bit.
Definitely not an LGBTQ friendly. Yeah, exactly. Dance club. Definitely not. Not George Washington.
They would have shit in their pants. They would have shit in the 8 layers of clothes that they were wearing back in the day. If they saw what's going on and how guns are being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have been like, hold on. You have the right to bear arms. However, you need to take the proper steps in order to obtain a weapon, a gun.
You think they could put a 30-day checklist right in the Constitution?
Make an amendment for it.
You have the right to bear arms after you pass a psychological evaluation 30 days of the thing.
And we just decide that you're a reasonably stable person.
It's just like the first
fine print.
Why don't they have an asterisk and fine print on the goddamn Constitution?
On the bottom, there's a legend.
You have the right to bear arms. Asterisk. If you're a fucking sane individual,
and you know what other amendment?
Can pass this.
And you know what
maybe
other
you're college
amendment?
Educated. Maybe there's a laundry list of shit you have to do. That's the asterisk behind the Second Amendment.
You know what other amendment gets abused? The First Amendment. Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I'll be walking down the street. Nigger. What? What?
Oh, come on. Don't
is anybody,
be dramatic.
Wait.
No.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this for a second. Has anyone ever done that and then cited the First Amendment? Because, look, that's horribly offensive, but I would laugh my ass off. Drop the N-word. First Amendment, bitch! And I'm like, what the fuck? Did I just get First Amendment?
No, I'm just walking down the street,
God
nigger.
Damn, that guy's a constitutin'.
God damn.
He calls me a jive turkey. Oh, well, the guy across me calls me jive turkey all the time.
I do. I've called three people jive turkeys since I last called you one, though. And they're all paler than me, all right, pal?
Yeah.
And then there's, oh, freedom of speech. Really? Really? Now back when the laws were being made, black people did not have equal rights. We were still picking cotton, and you still had the house Negroes in there kissing the white man's ass.
Drake.
Jesus. He's Canadian, man. He wasn't there. He had nothing to do with
However,
it.
However, yeah, I mean, do you think that the Second Amendment should be rewritten?
I think honestly, if you guys, you know, people say ban the guns. Okay, they say get rid of the guns. We don't need them. Ban the guns. You hear this argument a lot of times from people who live in Europe, the European community. You know, it's funny how short term of a memory these people have.
Right.
Because I don't know if they remember this, but 100 years ago, those motherfuckers were armed to the teeth. Okay. to the fucking teeth. They were more heavily armed than any continent out there by far, including our own. And look what happened. Look what happened. They broke out into a couple of huge wars. Millions of people died.
Individuals had guns, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, for sure. And they
Gatling guns
sure.
or tear gas or tanks or panzers or...
Nobody fucks with Switzerland because every person that lives in that country has a gun under the bed.
That is not
and they know how to use it.
Yeah, they have the money.
And they know how to use it. Well, that's true, too. They got the shadow banking system set up there, but... you say the Second Amendment, though. Let me just pose this argument, okay? I pretty much agree with everything you guys are saying.
Asterisk.
But let me play devil's advocate here. What do you say to those people who say, well, our right to bear arms is because we might potentially need to defend ourselves from a tyrannical government who has become drunk with power and we don't agree with anymore?
You're just going to go in and just shoot people and take their lives?
To that,
you got to arm yourself at least.
To that,
I would say,
like, you go ahead and have your AR-15, whatever you want. Then when you get drone-striked, it's over. It's game over. Like, what kind of gun do you think you're going to own that the government doesn't have a bigger, better version of that gun? I'm sorry, we don't live in that. Like, there was a time when it was like, hey, militia, we need you because you actually have the same gun we have. And if we could use your gun
for
a moment, that'd be great because you could help us out. The military does not need our help anymore. Like, if that came around, no, I'm sorry. That's a false argument too. Like, no, we'll fight the army. No, you're not. The army's gonna wipe. If the army decided to turn around on the U.S. citizen, it would wipe the floor with us. It's the best goddamn army in the world. No, that's a dumb argument. It'll never happen. Now, what I would say: have you ever played a game of Risk?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played a game of Risk?
Yeah.
When you play a game of Risk, what do? You load up all the borders.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but then somebody busts in, they wipe you up, right?
Yeah.
But if you fill every state with troops, it's damn near impossible to take over a continent. So if we ever get invaded, the people can fight back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a better argument. I don't know if it's a good argument, but maybe it's a better argument. If we ever get invaded, you know everyone around here is taking pot shots at whoever's doing it.
Yeah.
We'd be the most hardest country to occupy ever.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I mean, we're pussies in general, to be honest. But, yeah, if we were under attack from somebody, you best believe that people would be like, all right, well, time to get serious here. A lot of us are going to die, but hopefully we'll figure this thing out. Let's get going here, guys. Come on.
That's what America's known for. We slack the fuck off, and then we get punched in the face. And we're like, oh, Jesus, fuck, here we go.
And then when shit gets real,
fucking
step our game
that
up.
That is so true. Before 9/11, this... No,
no, we were having a great time.
We
had the 90s. We were in the 90s.
We just got done with the 90s. There was no social media, and no one gave two shits about waving the flag and representing it. And then 9/11 happened, and then everyone just all of a sudden got fucking patriotic.
Yeah, we jumped off, and it went crazy. But then the worst part about that is that we didn't have a good target. So we're all fucking amped up, and now we're just whatever, right? We're just spinning off into different wars here and there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem with Americans. We just get all amped up, and then we didn't have anything to do with that. So now we're still, like, frustrated as shit.
Well, the problem is the powers that be have decided that we need to keep spending money on bombs and bullets and tanks and airplanes.
Yeah.
And, again, like we said with the cops, I mean, you have that fucking awesome, cool-ass shit around. You don't think you're going to use it from time to time? I mean, a fucking drone? Some guy in Nevada can sit in his office chair, recline back, and control this thing like a fucking Call of Duty edition, in Black Ops, and fucking kill people over in Afghanistan? I mean...
Ease it back here. You know there's a great movie about that? Ethan Hawke is in a movie right now about that. I don't know if we get that Amazon or whatever. I'm not trying to rep his movie. But that's a movie about, like, the dude does drone strikes in one of those fucking little silos. And then he just goes home to the wife. It's his 8-to-5 is drone strikes. And he has to, like, reconcile that kind of world. That's the world we live in. Like, he's in the battlefield 8-to-5, and then he's at home doing the family thing.
But he's not in the battlefield, though.
No, I know, but at the end of that toggle is not a Call of Duty warrior. There's real humans in what he's doing.
But is it a real human to him, though? I mean,
he's
never going to see him. He's not going to see their bloody corpse laying on the ground.
But that's what
shot
he's working
in half.
Through. That's what he's working through. It's crazy. Like, that kind of psychological dissonance is tough.
It's just, I don't know, man. I think the further you get away from the actual fight itself, from the actual drone that is shooting at people and dropping bombs, I think the easier it is to justify killing people.
Well, of course, yeah. On that point.
you know, whatever. I'll be home tonight. You know, I'm no bolts gonna be flying at my ass. You know.
Yeah, but you get somebody like that who's like, you know, educated, smart, intelligent being who's doing those drones. They can put it together, right? They're going to be like sitting up awake. God damn, what the hell happened today? You know what I mean? That's the kind of, like, I get that kind of way, and I'm just fucking dealing with some paperwork at work. I'm like, man, I got to get in tomorrow early and do that shit.
Cover sheet on your reports.
Right, exactly. And this guy is doing some heavy-duty shit, 8 to 5, and everyone's like, no, man, can you pick up Tommy at the baseball game? Like, honey, I'm sorry. I got a mission at 4. I can't get away.
There's a big wedding, and there's a couple heads of the Taliban that need to be taken out here.
That's a messed up situation.
Sure, some
created.
Innocent people are going to die, but we'll get that one guy, you know. His cell phone's there, so I'm sure he's there.
Right.
You know?
Now, let me drop this one on you. Let me ask you this question, right?
All
right,
because
people get upset about the drone strikes and everything like that, whatever that is, if there's one or two civilians, right? And I think that's a convenience that we've gotten to. Obviously, we want zero casualties of civilian casualties, right? But we won World War II by carpet bombing Germany, right? Hiroshima as well. Like, there's no way we would have won World War II in the current state right now. People would have freaked out. You're like, you killed how many civilians?
Yeah.
So it's like, have we come that far? Is it still getting better? Do we get to a point where we kill no civilians? Is there a limit that they're okay with? I don't know. I don't know what those answers are. But I think drone strikes are, like, obviously way better than anything that's come before them in terms of efficiency and cleanliness. Now, are they perfect? Of course not. Of course not. Do they miss? Do they have the wrong intel? Yeah, of course. But are we carpet bombing Germany?
No, definitely not. But those motherfuckers were completely asking for that, okay? we're fighting some dudes that are hanging out in the desert over in Afghanistan who are, you know, their training regiment is hitting the fucking monkey bars. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this isn't even a fight that even needs to be happening, in my opinion. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, how many enemies are we creating every time one of these strikes goes down, okay? Maybe we kill those two or three assholes who we were going for. How many of their kids who are now living as orphan children, how many of them are we going to have to worry about in 10 or 15 years?
I told you this a few months ago. ISIL, I call them ISIL because they hate being called that. ISIL's weak.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal is to not take over America because they know that realistically they can't because we have the strongest military force in the world. But their goal is to make us live in fear. Their goal is to have Americans be paranoid. So I was watching a video of one of the survivors, and she was just describing what was going on in the club when the club was getting shot up. And she said that the shooter came into the bathroom, and she's African American.
Came into the bathroom. Wow.
Yeah, came because there's people hiding in the bathroom.
I guess a couple, yeah.
Yeah. And the shooter told her, "Look, I have no problem with you. I have no problem with black people. Y'all have been through a lot." Yeah.
He had this dialogue with her as he's shooting the fucking club up?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Think of the movies that Americans have made. Independence Day, Star Wars, Robin Hood. And he said that his people overseas, they're like the rebel, and America's like the empire. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It comes back to what we're saying, man. Nobody thinks they're the bad guy. Nobody thinks of the bad guy. A person who drives the car up to the checkpoint that is filled with explosives in the trunk and is just waiting for three or four people to get close to them so that they at least kill a couple other people besides just themselves, they think they're doing something good.
Right.
They think they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks they're the villain, you know? And I hate when everything like this happens, the first thing everybody says, "Oh, was it terrorist related? Was there links to terrorists? Oh, he pledged allegiance to ISIS. He was following them on Twitter. So, he was radicalized by them." It's like he's one fucking crazy guy,
right?
Who got his hands on a bunch of guns and actually made the best of it, you know, in a bad way. I mean,
wow, made the best of it. That's where you're going.
Well,
with that.
For what he was going, for what he was wow. going, for what he was going for, you he did okay.
It. Yeah, man,
he did okay for what he was going for.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I hate to give the wrong people credit, but again, it's just one guy. Okay, there's lone wolves will never not be something that can happen in a free society like ours. It'll be something we're never going to rid ourselves of.
I don't know, because scientifically, like, if I look at stuff, when I run stuff in the lab, you got to look for the differentiation, right? So, like, why does Australia not have this? Why does Canada not have this? Why does England not have this?
Does England not have this, though, man? One of their ministers of parliament just got shot. Joe Cox.
Yeah, yeah.
And she got shot.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. But that's, again,
just happened. And this one. That's somebody in government, though, That's somebody in government. That's just not some regular.
We had the senator in Arizona. I mean, if you want to go one for one, mm-hmm. we have that going on here, right? So the senator in Arizona got shot in the head.
Yeah.
I mean, well, she happened to live, but that's only by chance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the same silly violence. I mean, obviously, we have more violence here.
No, and I'm not saying they're any worse or any better than this. I'm not saying.
What if we did, like, a temporary hold on the Second Amendment for, like 2 years?
No!
Just to try it.
No, that would not work.
What do we put it through? Like, hey, look, we're just gonna try this for 2 years, man. Mm-hmm. We got an expiration date on this.
That's
amendment.
Like the fucking purge. Every bad.
No. But not like the purge. Though. We're just gonna take the guns away for 2 years and be like, all right, well, let's do it for 2 years.
Look,
and see what happens.
You can't
never get
do that.
Though.
Can't do that.
It's not gonna happen. First off, and
you're
second
asking
off,
for hell on earth.
Yeah, you're never gonna get those guns back either. Even if you did give them up peacefully, you're never gonna get those guns back.
Look.
Let me make this point real quick. That's the problem with this whole gun thing. You want to bring them back from people? The fucking mayhem that you would cause by trying to bring these people's guns from them.
I think you're 100% true. It would be so.
The backlash would be so severe that it's not even worth the risk.
I can see
that
exactly
it's not even
like,
worth the fucking
Obama,
risk because these people would go nuts.
Yeah, Obama's probably in the office and I'm like, God damn, someone take these. I just wanted this, and he's like, but they'll fucking lose their shit.
You see people showing up at the ranch? You see all these people showing up at the ranch for the guy who's not paying his fucking bill to the government because his cattle's grazing?
Yeah.
This militia that shows up, and they're all armed?
Dumb,
I mean,
weird human
this would be everywhere. It's not even worth the risk at this point. I hate to say it. There's just too many fucking guns in this country.
When has Obama said once? When has he ever said that he's trying to take guns away?
No, I don't believe he's ever said
no,
that.
He's
no,
he's never said it.
Yeah.
He wants to
He's hinted at it, but he's never made a strong stance.
No, he does not want to take guns away. Look, are we is gun violence ever going to be at 0%? No. Fuck no, it's not. It's not. But if you have some type of gun control, you can drastically reduce it. That's all he wants. Isn't that what both sides want?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Putting guns, open carry, concealed carry. I'm sorry. If I see someone walking down the street with an AR-15, I'm going to be fucking nervous. If I see someone walking down the street with an AK-47, I'm going to be fucking nervous.
What if he's part of the Peace Corps, or what if he's with the National Guard Reserve, though? You know, are you still gonna
why is the National Guard
still gonna be nervous?
Why is the National Guard walking down the street on civilian soil?
Because maybe they reinstated the draft and everybody said, fuck you guys. We're not fighting
the
your shitty fucking wars.
The draft is so against the values of the United States because it takes away your freedom.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And they know better. That's why they haven't done that shit in 45 fucking years.
Yeah, because that's a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I love when people drop that kind of stuff. Like, they'll never do it again. They did it 45 years ago.
We're so
they'll
worried.
Never do it again
we're
now.
So,
that was 45 years ago. Calm
we're
down.
So worried
that
about fighting ISIL.
In 20 years.
And we all know deep down inside what their mission is, what their agenda is, and they want to make us live in fear. But we have so many more issues here in our country.
Mm-hmm.
That we need to tackle.
Yeah,
look, I just
like transgender bathrooms.
No, we got to
figure this out, you guys. We
Why?
Gotta get to the.
What?
We
Why?
Have to get to the bottom of this immediately.
Why?
Yeah, unisex bathrooms done.
Yeah,
solved.
We have
solved.
To.
Solved.
Yeah, next one. Next.
I went.
I'm done with that topic.
No, Todd.
No,
you did not spend enough time on them.
I'm done with that.
You did not give them enough time, Todd.
I don't think
they need more time.
I don't think we're going to solve the gun issue here, but unisex bathrooms, and we're done. That's an issue that can be solved, and we're all good with life.
No,
unisex.
They deserve more time than that. Okay, Todd. They deserve more time than that. It's not just that simple, okay? It's not black and white.
Nah, it's pretty clear. Boom, unisex. That solves everybody's problem. Boom. That's, fuck, you been in a bar downtown lately? You got two bathrooms, and we're all going to them, and we're just cycling through it, all right? Mm-hmm. Two bathrooms. Just unisex. However many stalls or like separate booths or rooms or whatever you want to call them. Done. Done. Solved. Next problem.
Fuck. Yeah.
Next problem. You know what? Why don't you go Starship Troopers? We'll all co-ed bathrooms. Fuck it. Who cares? Who cares what's got going on, man? Mm-hmm. You're a human body. Move along, all right?
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Get out and move on with your life.
I was at Cap Hill last weekend. That unisex bathroom. Went in the stall, did my shit, got my ass grabbed by a tranny, gave him the thumbs up, and got out.
Goddamn. Okay.
It can happen to anybody. That's the point we're trying to make, you guys. It could happen to anyone out there, all right? Yeah, this guy's been killing it lately.
All right, whatever topics you got. We solved that one. The gun issues, boys.
I know we solved that one.
I know we're going to wrap it up soon, but yeah. I have one fucking statement to make that's been fucking bothering me. Now, another tragedy that happened in Orlando a couple days later was when that two-year-old at Disney World, there is nothing.
Oh, God. Yeah, where are we going?
Got
with this?
Fucking snatched by a gator at Disney World, and everyone felt sorry for those parents. Whereas about a month ago, a kid in Cincinnati got dropped. He went over the rail and fell into the gorilla pit, and everyone blamed the fucking parents. Why isn't anyone blaming the fucking parents with the two-year-old, but everyone wants to make the parents in Cincinnati look like fucking the worst parents in the world?
It's because there was a black gorilla involved in Cincinnati, so you know they wanted to kind of make it a racial issue.
Son of a bitch.
Dude, what the fuck is an alligator doing at
a
Disney theme park?
Can we talk about that for a moment?
What the fuck is that about?
Did you see the video of the fucking alligator going across the golf course? Like, that's some just Florida dumbass shit, right? I get that. But, like, at Disney owns and controls everything in their parks, right? Everything's animatronic. Everything's dialed in. Like, they put the trash cans so far away because they did a study about how long somebody will carry trash in their hand before they throw it on the ground. Like, everything in the Disneyland park is fucking has a validation and a study behind it. And they have live goddamn alligators within snatching reach. I don't understand how that happened. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't see, like, a layout or a diagram. I don't understand any of that nonsense. How did this happen?
Dude, somebody on their lawyer squad had to have got fired over this, okay?
Like, their lawyer squad?
Yeah, like, how did you guys not see this liability coming? Yeah, what the fuck are you guys thinking?
There's some alligators in that water.
That family's about to be fucking rich.
I mean, is it a character?
Because that's that Disney money. They're going to get some Disney. Whatever the next
Star Wars
whatever
money.
The next. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The entire next Star Wars movie's profits will go to pay this family. Like, that is truth.
That family's about to be rich.
I don't get it at all, man.
They're unfortunately, I'm going to put because the reason they're going to be rich is
right.
Pretty fucking
nobody wants to get rich that way. You're right. Yeah. But this will go punitive damages.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Definitely not donating that check to charity though.
God, they're really not. Well, they might. I don't know. I don't know them. Maybe they'll do it to like an alligator awareness fund. Wouldn't that be good, right?
Shit.
Some kind of like.
Dude, speaking of gators, I've heard that.
As long as no child is eaten by a gator again, our little Timmy. I don't know. That's terrible. All right, I'm not going to follow that rabbit hole.
I heard that recently they've been some spotting of Nile crocodiles in Florida.
No.
Like false. Somehow. No,
false.
No, dude. And there's a shoot on site order.
So what have these Nile gators done? They've swam across the Atlantic? Swam across the Atlantic?
No, maybe some fucking crazy weirdo brought some over from Africa.
And slid them into the water?
Yeah, and just said, all right, let's see what happens here. Social experiment. And they're fucking beasts. You know, those things are gigantic and they're aggressive. So, you know, they'll figure their own out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's fucking terrifying, dude.
No, because the alligator's perfect. The alligator and the shark, perfect killing weapons, right? Been around for how many millions of years?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have to evolve. They're good. They figured it out. They're doing fine.
They're literally dinosaurs that we live with. Like, a crocodile is a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Crocodiles and sharks and shit, they've been around. And they're not changing.
Fucking, I know, been around forever. But speaking of being around, I don't think we can be around forever because it's getting a little later than we thought.
Well,
here,
we're
guys.
Recording this on a Friday, and we'd rather be doing something than just talking and rambling on for another 30, 45 minutes.
Although I wouldn't mind, but I'm sure if you guys are still listening that you're about done at this point. So, yeah, we should probably tie a bow on this thing. But, hey, Mr. Kirkwood, thanks for making it out tonight. And
dude,
bringing
thank
some
you
beers
for having
with
me.
Us and yeah. Talking about gay people and... you know, guns and all that kind of good stuff. That just
yeah, I got a little, little
just American
little deeper,
things,
yeah,
you know,
a little bit much,
American
right.
stuff.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. So we'll have to have you on here again. But hey, you guys, thanks for listening. If this is your first time listening to the show, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it, and we hope you enjoyed it. And
have a good night.
Give us another try if you'd like, and who knows if you really liked it. Maybe tell a friend of yours, you know?
Maybe
just
donate
spread
some money.
Spread the word a little bit because...
Maybe you buy this.
We're
no,
too,
this is free.
We're too lazy. Yeah, we're not
maybe
charging
sponsor
anything.
This.
Kidding me? This isn't worth nothing yet.
Maybe
but
yeah.
Sponsor this. Pick
yeah.
this up.
Yeah, who
maybe
knows,
some,
you know?
Like Microsoft money?
Well, we'll see. You know, you're wearing the Xbox.
Yeah.
Representing. Okay.
Done.
Yeah. No, we'll see, though. Yeah, but maybe tell a friend, you guys. Just help us out here because we're lazy fucks and we don't know anything about marketing. So that's where we're at this point. But, hey, thanks you guys for listening. I am Slim alongside my boy Shoddy and for Mr. Todd Kirkwood. Thank you guys for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
See ya.
Adios.